Jaguars hoped to start the second half of their season with a win over a division rival. It didn't happen. And now they find themselves 1-2 in the AFC South and 2-7 on the season. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. On a day which the Jaguars fall 24-21 to the Houston Texans, it was a day of missed opportunities on both sides of the ball. But in the locker room, particularly on defense, they were talking about the third down opportunities they missed and the chance to give the ball back to the offense to win the ball game.
We all feel like we're closer where we can get on and run. And, you know, it's not happening. Yeah, you got to get on a run, you got to win one game. You know, so we've got to start that. But, you know, you see some plays out there that were very capable. I think our defense is playing very well. I think we're seeing, you know, the penalties have getting knocked down tremendously from where they were. So you see enough good things and you feel like, yeah, if we just clean up, you know, a couple of these things, the outcome will be different.
You know, we got to learn how to close on those situations. And then on top of that, we got to learn how to, you know, they caused, what, 2-3 turnovers in the game. We got to at least get one. One of the picks. Something got to come out. Something got to come our way because the defense got to win. Defense win championships, and we got to step up.
I mean, we're very frustrated. You know, I think with everything that's going on around here, you know, we love Coach Bradley. We want to get him these wins. We want these coaching staff to stay. It just sucks we can't get over that hill, that so to speak. You know, we just got to find ways to win games. We got to start shooting ourselves in the foot.
The Jaguars' passing game really struggled on Sunday afternoon, and of course the quarterback, Blake Bortles, will bear most of the brunt of that. He missed open receivers, threw a pick six that turned into a touchdown on the opening drive of the game, but the offense in general really felt like they let the effort down.
It's on me to go out and go play and, you know, go play as hard as you can, have fun and be successful. And when that doesn't happen and, you know, you seem to find a lull and you can't get out of it. I mean, there's nothing else to do besides keep your head down and keep working.
You know, he has some missed passes today, but, I mean, it happens. My thing is, of course, we try to lift him up, but at the end of the day, Blake knows that as a quarterback, you got to keep yourself pumped up too, you know what I'm saying? Because everything revolves around you. You know, I look up to him as far as when I come out and, I, you know, we got to go through our series. You know, I look at him and see how he is. And if he calm, cool, collected, then I'm calm, cool, collected.
A few game notes to share with you. No significant injuries. Marquise Lee left after he got his ankle rolled up on a kickoff return, but he did come back into the game and said afterwards he was fine. The Jaguars defense held Brock Osweiler to just 89 passing yards. Allen Robinson had his first 100-yard performance of the 2016 season. And finally, the Jaguars did not get a takeaway for the fifth straight game. Jaguars fall 24-21, fall to 2-7 on the season. With your rapid recap from Everbank Field, I'm Brian Sexton.